The lakeside lawn of the governor's mansion was the setting for the budget signing. Children from the Boys and Girls Club on risers behind Jim Doyle. Cabinet members, mayors, and supporters looking on.
I had to get us back into fiscal health, and I had to do it in a way that protected our most basic values, education, health care, the environment, job development, and I did it. And I did it.
What Doyle also did was veto the Republicans' property tax freeze.
I will not cripple local efforts to create jobs. I will not deny local communities adequate police and fire services. And because I cannot allow Wisconsin public schools to incur a devastating $400 million cut, I will reject this reckless and hypocritical political gimmick.
That's not Republicans you're hearing applauding. Joint Finance Co-Chair Republican Senator Alberta Darling is furious.
We are very upset that Governor Doyle blew up the property tax freeze. We are very upset that Governor Doyle has not lived up to his promise of no increase in taxes. Today, Governor Doyle blew up the property tax freeze. It's the biggest tax increase since Governor Earl. And you know what happened to Governor Earl.
No one can accuse me of not looking out for the Wisconsin taxpayers. I worked mightily. I made drastic cuts in state spending to ensure that local communities were getting their shared revenues to keeping their, so they could keep their property taxes in line.
The nearly $49 billion budget does not raise sales, income, or corporate taxes, and it creates a $205 million rainy day fund to protect Medicaid spending. Republicans vow an override vote on the levy limit veto. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.